Life in Fukuoka.
Life in Fukuoka. Life in Fukuoka. This program is brought to you by Fukuoka City.
Good morning, and thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka on Love FM with me, Colleen. This program is just a short show to share with you tips on how to live in Fukuoka City more comfortably, as well as give you information from the city and things to do when you're out and about. For all of that, make sure you tune in every Monday morning for Life in Fukuoka in English.
Life in Fukuoka. Well, this week we are pleased to welcome Mr. Anton Hershey to the show. So, Anton, could you please introduce yourself?
Okay, I'm Anton Wilhelm Hershey. And originally, I'm actually from Basel, Switzerland.
Okay.
And we name it the heart of Switzerland, the heart of Europe.
The heart of Europe.
Because it's right in the middle.
Okay. So then what exactly brought you to Japan?
Actually, it's my third time in Japan.
Okay.
First time, I was 1989 to 2012. I was in Tokyo.
Okay.
And with 1 year interruption, in Singapore.
Okay, but you didn't stay there, I guess. Japan got your heart and brought
you
back.
And I mean, my wife, too, is Japanese.
Okay.
But she didn't want to really go back to Japan, but
nope.
I want to go to Japan.
I see,
in 1989.
Okay.
So, and then after 2012, we said, or maybe go back to Switzerland a little bit and make the retirement fee a little bit bigger.
Okay.
And so 2022, I was retired. So 2022, since 2022, I'm living here and we selected this city.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So then you said you're retired, but are you doing anything to keep yourself busy in Fukuoka?
Yeah, before I was working in the banking and facility industry until 2022. Then I retired and I really did what I wanted to do all my life.
And what's that?
I became an artist.
Okay.
And 100%.
You brought a beautiful business card. Wow. And I kind of saw you on Facebook through other friends, and I've seen your art there, which is why I asked you to come today, of course.
Okay.
So can you tell us a little bit about your art?
Yeah, you know, I'm actually painting 50 years beside my job.
Mm-hmm.
So my art developed over the years because I live all over the world. I live in New York, in London, in Frankfurt, in Switzerland, in Tokyo, Hong Kong, Singapore, Australia. But Fukuoka is always the best. And because Fukuoka is actually, the similarity with Basel is it's an art city for me.
Okay, can you tell me more about that? Like, in what way? You said, so Fukuoka is an art city as well, but how?
Yeah, because if you go around everywhere, I mean, the mayor too, he likes art.
Okay.
Right? You have Fukuoka City Museum. Mm-hmm. You have so many museums, and you can feel the energy, everything you see about art. So that's similar to my city in Basel.
Okay, so you've just really found your place and kind of your comfort zone in Fukuoka.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so is there anything that really surprised you or was really different when you kind of started living here in Fukuoka?
You know, you can get the best food.
Mm-hmm.
It's mountains, it's beaches.
Yeah.
It's the people are nice, you know, it's clean, it's a good environment. So I think everything in Fukuoka makes it very special here for me. And I think favorite places are really, you know, I like Ohoriko.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's interesting going around with my dog every day.
Okay.
When I live in Daimyo, every day I met 20, 30 people.
Wow.
You know? And now I'm living in Higashiku, but it's the same. You go with your dog and walk around.
And you just make friends everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's the dog making friends.
Yeah, the dog.
Yeah, okay,
the dog. Because the dog goes always to the young girls.
Right. Oh, I see.
And he's very happy.
All right. So what are you hoping to do in 2025? What's kind of like the big goal this year?
Yeah, there is a big dream.
Okay.
And the big dream is I really want to make a solo exhibition in the Fukuoka City Museum.
Ooh.
In the Ohoikoen.
Okay.
So to rent some space and then make a big exhibition with my recycled Busuma.
Okay.
About 30 pieces. So I'm working on that. That's really my big thing.
Okay, yeah. I would definitely be looking forward to seeing that. Because I've seen, so you've got Instagram, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think you're on Facebook as well. And I've seen your art pieces. So I've only seen pictures. To see them in real life would be, I think, pretty stunning. So fingers crossed that you can get that exhibition.
And actually in March, I have the whole March in a recycled skateboard exhibition.
Oh!
In Nanoki Doi. It's a really famous coffee shop in Higashiku.
Okay, then we'll definitely have to put that on the blog page so that people can check and see the skateboard exhibition, because that sounds very, very funky.
The story behind that is, you know, my son, 41, is still skateboarding.
Okay.
And every year has about 4 skateboards. And he's before he wanted to throw it away.
Yeah.
But I said, don't throw it away, so I make a painting out of it.
Okay.
So I have now about 80. They look really stunning.
But do any of them get used anymore?
Or are
only, okay, they're only art.
No, they are broken.
Oh, they're completely broken, so they can't be used at all.
Yeah, they're broken, but you see, the art is to follow the scratches on the board.
Okay.
So the feeling, the sun made the scratches,
right,
and I followed the scratches, and then I make a painting out of it.
Right.
And most of the skateboard, they look like kamisama, like a god, or very spiritual.
Right.
It's very.
So you can kind of feel that beauty and how it's been used
and you
love.
Feel it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hopefully, I'd like to take a look at that. So we'll definitely find more information about the address and location so that we can put that on there.
Okay.
But thank you very much for coming today. Very interesting. I mean, you're quite the unusual interview today. So I'm really happy you could join us for sure. And I hope everybody listening will have a chance to see some of Anton's works and his exhibition out in Higashiku. So make sure you take a look at that. So thank you again, Anton.
Yeah, thank you too. And everybody listening to me, please feel free, go to my website, antonherste.com, and contact me if you want to know anything. Thank you.
Or if you want to meet his dog.
It's a Jack Russell. Be careful.
Thank you.
Life in Fukuoka. All right. Thank you for listening to Life in Fukuoka today. I had a lot of information to share, and there was that phone number that you might like to hear again, which you can if you listen to this program's podcast, or you can check out the blog and the contents of this program to get that information. Just go to the Love FM website and look up this program's page. We're also asking for messages from our listeners. Any message is great. Let us know what you think about the show or things you've discovered in Fukuoka. The email address to send to is 761@lovefm.co.jp. Again, that is 761@lovefm.co.jp. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and I will speak to you again next week.